Like a lot of people, Ed Prince was surprised to find out how accessible juvenile court records are here.
I always thought that, well, if you did something as a juvenile once you turned 18, that chapter was closed.
But he's learned that chapter can remain open forever. He says he recently heard about a 60-year-old man
who's still having problems to this day because of something that was on his juvenile record.
Prince heads the Washington State Commission on African American Affairs. His organization, along with youth advocacy groups, would like to see, among other things, the state's practice of selling juvenile court data to private background check companies ended. But they face an uphill battle. Newspapers and open records advocates argue that the need to make records as widely available as possible trumps other concerns. Toby Nixon is with the Washington Coalition for Open Government.
Once records are available to the public, free speech rights, freedom of the press rights, allow that information to be used however, however you want to use it, including publishing it on the internet.
Nixon points out that juveniles do have the option of petitioning the court to seal their individual records. But the Commission on African American Affairs says the process tends to discriminate against minority kids because they're either unaware of the option or don't have the means to pursue it. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.